After a couple of days of feeling a little down, Theodore too is back in good health, looking much more like himself. After spending some time mired in the mud at the Port Weller dry docks, where he is accustomed to spending a quiet winter, he was safely righted and refloated. At about 3 p.m. Thursday, said a news release from his owner, Breakwater Investments in Burlington. Kayla Graham, spokesperson for Breakwater, says Port Weller is Theodore II's home base for the season, and as of Friday, they were still unable to determine why he landed in the mud. "We are still assessing what happened," she said Friday, as well as having a good look at Theodore's state of health after his misadventure. The 65-foot tugboat replica of a CBC TV character is almost 25 years old. Graham describes his role now as an ambassador to the Great Lakes, including his work with Swim Drinkfish, an organization dedicating to restoring the health of local waters through a variety of programs and initiatives so that they can be enjoyed by their communities. The organization describes Theodore II as one of their community scientists on the Great Lakes, with one of his jobs being to collect surface water temperature during his travels. "There were several teams involved that ensured Theodore was successfully and safely righted," said Graham, "but there is still a lot of work to do."